Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday in mid-March with us. Looks like we all got through, as Shakespeare said, beware the Ides of March yesterday. And tomorrow we look to a very happy and safe St. Patrick's Day for all of our KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting listeners. This morning, we're coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located in the lower level of our building at 101 Pierce Street. And on behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to begin by thanking our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, I am honestly and genuinely thrilled to have our guest in studio this morning. This is an individual who's no stranger to our airwaves, but we were struggling to remember if we'd had the opportunity to do this interview together, because it seems that as the NAIA National Basketball Tournament comes around and Corey Westra gets busier than ever, I'm often on the road traveling, and Justin Barker has done a tremendous job interviewing Corey over the years. But Corey, I'm not positive, but this may be the first or second time we've ever had the chance to sit down and do this.
I was talking last night to my wife about how many times I've done this program, and I think it is my third. One was up at the Powell Studios, and one was in the Hard Rock. But Chris, I don't know. You know, you're a big wrestling guy, so it's very, very possible that you've been at a wrestling tournament or two at this time of year.
And truth be told, the NCAA wrestling tournament is in Kansas City this year, and in just a few days, I'll be headed to Kansas City and joined by Sioux City Musketeer owner Lloyd Ney. Lloyd and I are going to go down together. I'm going to catch up with a couple of my sons who are traveling to make that event as well. But yeah, it seems like I'm always traveling at this time of year. So I'm really, really pleased, Corey, that we have the opportunity to sit down and do this interview and talk about the NAIA Women's National Basketball Tournament. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, Corey Westra serves as the Great Plains Athletic Conference commissioner. He's also the co-director of the NAIA National Women's Basketball Tournament. And in the fall, he directs the volleyball tournament. I don't know where you find time for your family, but you're going 1,000 miles an hour all the time.
We are going quite a quick pace right now, Chris. When you get to this time of year, blinking, it's kind of all of a sudden here. Latest tournament we've ever had for this tournament in Sioux City, starting on March 21. It's a calendar flip year. It's a leap year. So just the way the calendar fell, the tournament doesn't start until the round of 16 on the 21st. So I feel like we have a little extra time this year, but it doesn't make any difference. It's still a mad dash when you get to the end.
You know, it'll be here before you know it. And Corey, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, very strong supporters of this, thrilled that this event comes to the Tyson Event Center on an annual basis, actually semi-annual when you include volleyball. But we bring in people from all over the United States and introduce them to Sioux City and the Siouxland Tri-State area. I should say, and a tip of the cap to your wife, Ann Westra, who leads marketing initiatives for the city of Sioux City. Tip of the cap to Christy Vermol McManamy, who has done yeoman's work leading the spring cleanup, litter dash, and working through that. Another shout out to Jessica Felix of the Iowa Department of Transportation, because there are an awful lot of people out in fluorescent vests the last couple of weeks picking up litter all over the roadways.
Yeah, I'm not sure how we ended up being the event that led to that, but I'm very thankful for the efforts of those people you just mentioned, because you're right. We're opening the doors of this community in the coming days, and winters are hard around here. The wind blows and the trash goes everywhere. So I too, Chris, have seen people all over. So I guess NAI is cleanup as well. We'll just add that to our checklist of what this tournament means, but it's been great to see the community really look awesome.
You know, we did such an extraordinary job with RAGBRAI. I mean, I've lived in this community most all of my life, and for the last 20 years, I was only gone for a period of time to go to college, serve in the military, go to grad school, but I was so proud of the way our community came together to beautify everything that we have to showcase leading up to RAGBRAI. And here it is, springtime. We need to do it again. And let this be a reminder to all of our listeners to please do your part to keep an eye on your home, your neighborhood, and also your business and your business neighborhood, because we do want to project that image. And Corey, nobody knows this better than you. it's wonderful to have the national volleyball tournament in the fall, the national basketball tournament in the spring, but in the last few years, we have added tons of sporting events through the Long Lines Rec Center, the Arena, the United Sports Academy, the Seaboard Triumph Foods Expo Center. We have visitors in town for sports every single weekend, and so we have to make a concerted effort to make this community look its very best every single week of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. We have really become a destination for athletic events for the youth. And last year, the Sioux City Journal did a story on NAIA starting in 1998. And you know, little did we know at that time what that would do to catapult Sioux City as a major sports market. And now with the addition of the youth sports facilities that you mentioned, every weekend, big tournaments, 200 team tournaments. So we are a place that people are looking at more now than ever before. And you never know what that leads to, Chris. You never know what person's coming to town. Might be an uncle of a player or something and has a business or wants to move here, whatever it may be. So I think having a clean front step all the time is great. And I'm glad that we put this little extra bump into getting ready for NAIA week.
Well, we're grateful to have this tournament because it is the catalyst for sprucing things up. And Corey, as you know, I've worked on economic development projects with your wife, Ann, who's with the city of Sioux City for the better part of two decades. And recently we had a very significant executive in our community with site selection consultants evaluating our community for a project. And our timing was such that it just happened to look really, really nice because we had done that litter campaign and what a difference it made. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Corey Westra. Corey is the GPAC commissioner. He also serves as the co-tournament director for the NAIA National Basketball Tourney each and every year, along with his friend Mike Skaggs. Together, this dynamic duo has delivered somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 years of these tournaments?
Well, it'll be 27 for basketball, and volleyball just finished 16. So Mike reminded me that we got the better part of 42 tournaments under our belt between the two in Sioux City. It's quite a number.
And what an awesome job you do. And in the second half of the program, we're going to talk extensively about the NAIA National Women's Basketball Tournament, what you can do to get involved and support this, to make sure that this continues to be a showcase event, not only for these student athletes, their families and fans, but also for our Siouxland community. And Corey, before we get to that second half, for those listeners who may not be familiar with your personal background, tell us about where you grew up.
Yeah, I'm a Northwest Iowa product. I grew up in Ironton, Iowa. Mom and dad grew up on a farm a mile west and a half north of the Ironton Corner, where probably a lot of people don't know what the Ironton Corner is, but if you're from Ironton, you know what I'm talking about. I went to high school in Orange City at Unity Christian High School, and then I got my undergrad degree from Dort College at the time, now Dort University, in Sioux Center. That was in 1997, so we're going back some years now. Worked at Dort for 4 years, met Ann, my wife, through the NAIA. Worked on the committee from the very beginning in one of these very first tournaments, met her. We got married back in the early 2000s, and I moved to Sioux City. I also have a master's degree from Briarcliff University in leadership management, and been with the GPAC now, Chris, in my 21st year. So love Sioux City, love to call it home. My kids have grown up here and just love this place, and I love seeing from where it came and where it's going. It's pretty exciting.
And Corey, tell me about those children, because you and Ann are raising some exceptional young people.
Yeah, we have Aiden as our oldest. He is our only son. He is 20. He'll be 21 this fall. He is back in Sioux City. He goes to Morningside University now, and he is there majoring in business administration with a minor in sports management. I think he thinks his dad's career is okay, and so we'll see where that leads. Our daughter Meredith is 18. She has left the house. She is in Cedar Falls, Iowa, at the University of Northern Iowa. She is a Panther in the Cedar Valley, and she loving every minute of it over there at the Uni Dome, and just the life of UNI and what they're doing there. And then Mallory, our tallest but youngest, is an eighth grader. She is 14, an eighth grader at East Middle, heading off to East High School. She reminded me, Dad, it's like 50 days now before I get to go to high school.
And of course, your wife Ann has been with the city for how long now?
Yep. Well, a long time. 22, 23. She'll probably correct me. It's probably been closer to 24, Chris, years. And it's been great for her. She loves working for the city, and she's in City Hall with Bob Padmore in the city manager's office. Of course, heavily involved with economic development as well. So very proud of her and what she does each and every day for the city and the community.
And what a difference you, Ann, and your family are making in our Siouxland community. I think you have to look back and be very proud of the positive impact that you have made. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, Corey Westrick. Corey is, of course, the GPAC commissioner for the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but also coming up is the NAIA National Women's Basketball Tournament kicking off in just a few days here. We'll be back after a short break with Corey to talk about the NAIA National Tournament, his work with co-director Mike Skaggs, and how you can get involved to help make a difference. We'll be right back after this message.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com. And learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative serving as your host this morning, and delighted to have in studio with me Corey Westra, the GPAC commissioner and the co-director of the NAIA National Women's Basketball Tournament. And Corey, here we are. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. So the luck of the Irish to you and Mike as you kick off what I believe is your 27th?
27 years.
Incredible. And what a wonderful event this is. And I know that we're just about to start the event, but it always takes me to the end of the event where you crown a national champion and the confetti flies and the music plays. And folks, if you have not been to that, you need to make it a priority because it is a spectacular event, and you and Mike do such a good job. You, Mike, and your team, and including a lot of volunteers, do such a nice job making this a special and memorable event for the athletes, their coaches, their fans, and their families.
Well, you look at it, Chris, I mean, we really have a unique opportunity. NCAA has three divisions of basketball, Division I, Division II, and Division III, all very familiar with Division I and the Caitlin Clark effect this year. But then there's just one division of NAIA, and we're an intercollegiate athletic organization as well. So it is not lost on us how special it is that we get to host a national championship. I love, too, the end of the tournament, the confetti flying and awarding the coveted NAIA Red Banner. But we also have a mantra, if you will, with the tournament that we want to make the team that loses that very first game feel like they also had a very special experience in Sioux City. And that's a balance. And, you know, I think for the most part, we've done a pretty good job with that. There's only so much you can do. Losing is hard, and, you know, it's the culmination of long seasons for these teams. But it is a time to let Sioux City shine. I think the Tyson Event Center speaks for itself as being a championship venue. But then I look at our attendance over the years. Just a couple of years ago, Chris, this NAIA tournament outdrew the finals of NCAA Division II and Division III combined. And that's a pretty special number when you start thinking about NAIA basketball outdrawing fan-wise Division II and Division III of the NCAA. We'll never touch Division I. That's a unique endeavor all in itself, but that's a very special place to be in the women's basketball world right now in college athletics.
Well, and I think it's important to also remember the amount of money that flows through D1, the number of students at those universities. We're not going to compete with that because the schools that comprise the NAIA are smaller schools,
right?
They don't have 25, 45, 50,000 students. And that's a key differentiator. However, we make this event so special and the community support is essential. And I want to touch upon that for a minute because volunteers help make this possible.
They do. We have always relied on volunteers for this event and our crew does a phenomenal job. And they do everything from clean up a locker room to welcome them into the door to, you know, get them a Band-Aid. It doesn't really matter. They're there as a smiling face. And there's just, when I think of the consummate volunteers, I think of Dick and Pat Collins, members of this community forever, and just how they embrace these student athletes almost like a grandpa and a grandma. And the girls just love Pat. They love Dick when they're in the hallway. And we have all kinds of people like that. And that's been a really big part of this tournament through the years is that piece of it. And that continues to grow. We have a good group this year. We'll always use more. If you're interested in that, reach out to myself or Mike and we'll get you taken care of and go from there. And I'll give my phone number right now, 712-226-4722. If you want to call me, I'll make sure that you get put in touch with our volunteer crew and see what we can do. May not be quite this year given the timing, but maybe in the future.
Again, that number is 712-226-4722. And if they can't find the perfect spot for you this year, remember there's another volleyball tournament in the fall and another basketball tournament a year from now. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Corey Westra. Corey is the co-director of the NAIA National Basketball Tournament, along with Mike Skaggs. The two of them have formed a dynamic duo, a Wonder Twin Powers Activate, to deliver a first-class sporting event, not only, as I said, for the athletes, the coaches, the fans, and the families, but also for our Siouxland community. And I know that this isn't possible without the work of Corey Wester and Mike Skaggs, but you guys also coordinate some sponsors from our corporate community. How important is that to this event?
It's so tremendously important, and I'm reminded of a conversation I had with a local business leader right after COVID and the pandemic when, you know, this business leader knew that we were hurting because we had to cancel the tournament that year, and we were at a high school basketball game, and he pulled me aside and said, if you need me or need anybody else to go out and put a jolt into the business community when we get through all this, let me know. And I said, that would be great. And I feel like that has happened. People are starting to come back. The businesses are starting to come back just in the last week. I think basketball fever is starting to peak a little bit. So people are starting to come out. I think they're seeing more basketball on TV. And just in this last week, we've brought on 2, 3, 4 more partners with the tournament, whatever that may be, half times, tip-off sponsors, vendors, all those different things. So it's been great. And, you know, some of our sponsors have been with us from the very beginning. I think of a Bob Rowe. And, of course, we lost Bob here in the last couple of months. But, you know, Bob's place is a shrine to the NAIA. So, you know, just the relationships that have been built through sponsorships in this community are incredible. And honestly, when I go to my NAIA friends and our NAIA staff, I think that's our difference. That's what makes the difference for us is Sioux City's embracing of this event at that level.
And if someone listening is interested in becoming a sponsor, or they're an employee of an organization and want to recommend to the boss, hey, we need to get involved with this, how do they go about doing so?
You bet. You can reach out to the Tyson Event Center group, Oakview. Jen Whipple is our director of corporate partnerships down there, and she does a phenomenal job. She's just on the job for one NAI volleyball, and this is her first basketball, but she's hit the ground running. Lots of great new ideas, fresh ideas, and Jen will take care of you.
And Corey, you have an interesting bit of nostalgic history with you today, and it's the program from the very first tournament, and I'm fascinated by looking through it and reading who the sponsor of the event was.
Yeah, you know, I found this in my office this week, Chris, and Mike and I were kind of reminiscing, and Gateway 2000 was the sponsor back in 1998, and of course, we all remember how big Gateway 2000 was back in that time. You know, computers were just really getting going there, but it was fun to look through this 1998 program and see from where we came. Just some of the names are in there, are still in the community. I'll give a shout out to Tom Padgett, Denny Gann. They were the co-tournament directors back then. And I know Tim Seaman was a part of a group that went down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and bid this tournament and had this vision that Sioux City would do a really good job hosting the NAI National Women's Basketball Tournament. It was in Angola, Chris, and it was in a high school gym. It was not very flashy or special, and we thought we could do better. And we shined up the Sioux City Auditorium for those first few years through 2003, and just then moved over to the Tyson in 04, and you know, as they say, the rest is history. But this is kind of fun to go back and look at these pictures. Some of these players are now mothers of players in the tournament. I think of Briar Cliff last year. There was one of them, and it's just crazy to see how far back we go, 27 years.
Yeah, it's great to see Gateway 2000 and their slogan, "You've got a friend in the business." And as you page through this, there's Security National Bank and BPI, now known as Empirical Foods, and State Steel, and Dave Bernstein was on this committee. Dave's been involved with so many things for so long, but this is a great piece of history, and we want to continue that history. So please consider getting your tickets to support the NAIA National Women's Basketball Tournament. When do we tip off this year?
Yeah, we're going to tip off on Thursday, March 21 at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Generally speaking, games are at 1, 3, 6, and 8. Our Friday is a little bit different. We have a 11 o'clock game that day, and that is our youth game. We're over 1,000 kids coming in for the youth game at 11 on the 22nd. We've done a great job cleaning up the community, Chris, to make this special, and now it's time for us to treat ourselves as a community to great basketball. And if you have not come out to this before, I encourage you to come out. Business owners, buy some tickets. Take your staff. They'll love it. I mean, they'll remember it, especially if they have kids. It's family-friendly, great basketball. It's just a lot of fun. Otherwise, I don't think we keep doing it. You got to have fun at what you're doing, and that's why we keep having it in Sioux City.
You know, I remember writing a letter to the editor 19 years ago. My daughter was 5 years old. She's 24 today. And if memory serves, it was the year that Morningside won it for the first time. And what a thrill and how important it was for my daughter to see college-age women enjoying that kind of support from our community. And we appreciate everything you do, Corey, along with Mike Skaggs, to continue that legacy.
Well, we appreciate Siouxland and the community and all your folks here at the Chamber who support us as well. And it's time to put Sioux City's best foot forward, Chris, like we always do, and I know we will. So welcome to NAI Week in Sioux City, and let's have some fun.
All right, folks, Corey Wester, our guest. If you're interested in volunteering, give him a call at 712-226-4722. If you're interested in being a sponsor, your business is interested in supporting this financially, reach out to Jen Whipple with the Oakview Group at the Tyson Event Center. We kick off on March 21st. Corey, good luck this year.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you again for having me today.
We'll be back with more on Gros Siouxland next Saturday. Make it a great weekend, and happy St. Patrick's Day.